Five, four, three, two, one. I'm John Miglosh for the Wisconsin DMA and the International Society for Strategic Marketing. Okay, and now let's get to the real news. Okay, we got some real news today. Direct mail. What is direct mail and is it right for your business? I've been trying to get to this article, but I kind of do and I kind of don't want to do it. And so I'll explain why. But it's by Kent Moon, and Kent is a self-proclaimed 30-year expert in direct mail, so we should take it seriously. And Kent is president of a company out in L.A., and he says direct mail is far from outdated as businesses rely on direct mail to drive a constant flow of new leads, educate and inform recipients, and offer new services and products. Don't make the mistake of overlooking the potential of direct mail. He doesn't say too much about, you know, he doesn't back that up. It's not the 100% engagement that I've told you. It's not the labeled data set that's baked in. It's not the tactile sense. It's not the ability to isolate causal variables. None of those things that I've been harping on for a while. He just kind of says people are still using it. And that, I think, is a kind of a valid, it's a valid pragmatic way to justify mail. The persistence argues for the value. Okay. It's been around. Okay. And if you're not using mail, it's likely your competitors are already doing so. He says studies have shown, and you know, I've been picking on that one. I hear that so often. Studies have shown, no footnote, no reference, that mail open rates can be up to 90%. And even if they're not, you're still getting 100% engagement. And what is the open rate on a postcard? 100%. You have to look at it. It doesn't open. Good morning, Phoenix. And what about my mailing lists? It's going to call you. I don't see the style consultant on today. She's probably driving over here. She comes over on Tuesdays oftentimes. Okay. And what we found out from Kent is that average response rate is 4.9% for all direct mail marketing campaigns, 4.9%. We'll get back to that, okay? Because first we're going to, I mean, there's a lot of good in this article, and that's one of the hard things for me. Do you have a local, established local business, whether you're a pizzeria, dentistry, orthodontic practice, after-school program, auto body, or other business? Direct mail is an excellent marketing tool to build brand awareness and to educate your community. Again, not a lot of reason for it, just saying these are the kind of people who use it. Then he goes into some really practical stuff. The direct mail companies, there are direct mail companies, probably locally, talk to your local printer, who offer every door direct mail, EDDM. And if you go on USPS.com, I believe it is, there's a spot for EDDM, and you can zoom into your local community, and you can pick the areas that you want to mail to, and you can see how many houses are in there, households, and you can see what the average income is. You can see what, or the median household income, I think would be more proper. You can see a couple other things. Just, there's not much, but there is income and there is the count. And you can just pick which ones you'd like to send to. And then you can work with your printer to get the right amount of pieces and deliver the pieces over to your postal service. Hey, style consultant, have you got anybody coming in with it yet? She's doing one for a local fight club, kind of. I think that's not what they call it. MMA gymnasium. MMA. That's mixed martial arts. UFC guys are over there. It's a great place. I've been there once. She let me come once. Another service is saturation mailing. And this is a little more sophisticated. It's similar in that you're basically going to mail enough pieces into that area, and you're going to get them sorted in the addresses in the order that the postal carrier walks their route. So it's very easy to deliver them, and basically every house gets one, except that if you work with the mailing list of that carrier route, you can offer something different. Like if you're a grocery store, you could offer big coupons to people that aren't using the pig card or whatever, you know, whatever you call it, that aren't customers. You could, one of the problems with traditional grocery advertising is they over-reward existing customers and erode the margin, but they don't give enough incentive for somebody who's maybe a little lives a little closer to a couple other grocery stores or just had a bad experience or something, just isn't going to walk in the door because, you know, everybody has coupons. Every grocery store has sales. So by using saturation mailing, you can take your grocery card holder, used to be a check cashing card, but now we've converted it. You know, you run it through the cash register and you get pig points. You can take the people that have that and not mail them. Now, it might erode your postal discounts because you might have a lot of saturation. But, you know, you go outside your perimeter where your saturation starts to go down and give a bigger incentive, but don't incentivize the people who are coming there regularly. That's the kind of thing that you can do with a saturation mailing. You can do some of that list maintenance and hygiene. Okay, so good point. He gives a couple more examples. Existing customers. Now, those would be the people with the pig card, right? And you could reward them based on the amount of money they've spent over the long haul. I would guess that I've spent, I think I figured it out not the other day. I've spent something like $200,000 with my local Piggly Wiggly. At least. You know, I've lived there for 65 years or something in that zip code. I don't remember going there as a kid. We had the IGA, which was the size of a closet, and we had the Triangle Grocery, which was across the lake. My mom would send me in my personal speedboat when I was 6 years old with a couple of bucks and say, go buy some breakfast cereal. Put a life jacket on and off I'd go a couple of miles across the lake. Would you send your six-year-old out on a lake by himself? Those were the days, man. We were independent. We were independent kids. Anyway, so remind them of your business. And I've talked here case study after case study after case study. We get better response. We can do holdout tests. We can prove the value of mail with your customers. We can prove that in the vast cosmos of digital, mail still has definite couple of 100% ROI. The best place to start with that is on the customer file. Okay. Finally, you can purchase targeted mailing lists. I'm working on a project with the guys in Phoenix to do some prospect mailing on a web startup, which I think is really breakthrough. We have a lot of support from an industry that you know is used to going to conventions and displaying their new products, and they really want us to do something new to get the word out. Well, if you just put up a website and say come to it, or if you advertise all over Facebook, well, that just reinforces the paradigm, you know, of the digital. We want people to get off of those platforms, okay? So let's not use them to get them off there. Let's do something different. And so we're looking into mailing lists. It's a niche industry, and it should be easy to start this up and get merchant participation across the industry. And it doesn't matter what our visits per month are at the site. We don't have to have 10 million visits. We can immediately give the merchants traction, And also, it's called self-liquidating advertising. Pay for our own advertising, driving traffic to our website, the new web launch, to find out more about the products that are advertised in the cooperative that we're renting mailing lists for. Makes tremendous sense. I don't know if anybody's done it, but I think it's brilliant. Anyway, we'll see. We'll see if we even do it. we got to get the guys to support it. But anyway, and we got to get the lists. Specific and niche audience, okay? So I just touched on that. And you can find them. Do you sell high-priced, big-ticket products? Okay, remember, the response rates for direct mail are 4.9%, studies have shown. Okay, and if you're selling something for $2,000 or $5,000, this is just your budget. You can make a ton at 5% response. And down here, Remember, 4.9%, three times he uses that number. Okay, now I'm going to show you a book here that this is one of the very first books that I ever read on direct mail. Direct Marketing Success by Freeman Gosden Jr. Okay, his dad was played for the Dodgers and was a kind of a celebrity, so he was kind of a celebrity too, but he started a direct mail agency. And I wish, you know, maybe I'll scan the page and post that up on WDMA. I will. I'll make a copy of this. But why professionals do not guess response rates. I don't know. I don't think there's a way I can give you this that's going to adjust to the site. No. Why professionals do not guess response rates. Here's a good way to evaluate the degree of direct mail order expertise of someone you are consulting. Ask them what response you might expect for your new project. If they answer the question with a figure, you can be sure you are talking to someone who knows very little about direct response advertising. Take their reply with a grain of salt. Then get to work and dig out some meaningful figures yourself about response rates. The truth is, you can only get a good handle on response rates by testing. You see why? You see why I love direct mail? There's guys like this that can tell you what to do. Long dead, I'm sure. Now, let me explain what he's saying, because I actually, that page in this book triggered me to develop sensitivity testing for variables in direct mail, and I built a little spreadsheet that could tell you what range of response rates would get you break even, what would make you money, what would lose you money. It didn't tell you what the response rate was going to be, but given your average order size, your margin, expected margin percent, your cost of order processing, your cost of mailing, given those four variables that you knew for sure solidly because you were in control of them, it could tell you with this range of average order size. That's a little harder to predict because, you know, when you're launching a catalog, you got a lot of items, but you can get pretty close. But given those numbers, can you make money? It was those numbers that led me to tell Blockbuster to go jump in the lake. Even though they offered me $100,000 to pilot their launch of a catalog, I said it can't possibly work. And after they lost $5 million, they told me that I was the most unusual consultant they'd ever met. But let me go a little further. Okay, with Cabela's, when we did modeling for them, the top 5,000 customers we mailed pulled 100% plus response rate. I'm not talking about an open rate. I'm not talking about click-through. I'm talking about orders. We got more orders than we got more than 5,000 orders when we mailed 5,000 addresses in the top cell. Okay? Why? Because they were outfitters. They were lodges. They were professionals. It was business to business. Ordinary RFM would mask that. It would hide them in the top 20% of the customers. But our system, partly inspired by John Worth of Woodworker Supply of New Mexico, looked for the top order producers. And we could isolate 5,000, a 5,000 segment, which was 1% of the mailing of 5 million. Okay? So it was, yeah, thanks for the light bulbs. It was repeatable. And because of that, and when we showed Dick Cabela, they came out with a whole B2B business. They also came out with the outfitters catalog because we could so well isolate their best customers. They came out with a catalog that's like this thick, perfect bound of all of their stuff. You know, it was fantastic. It was legendary in the mail order and the catalog industry. But that was driven by that one observation that there was a group of people pulling 100% response. Okay. Now, on the other hand, I got hired by a client that mailed 150,000 pieces and got three orders. That's one order per every 50,000 pieces. I don't know the response rate. It's not good, okay? But if you mail 5,000 and get 50 orders, that's a 1% response. So figure it out. It's like 0.0002. I think that might even be right. Anyway, so what's the average, you know, and so You know, I and part of what prompted me to give this talk, and I, you know, we're gonna go a little while here. I just can't help it, but we're gonna go over here to the response rate study. Okay, someone sent me a link to the ANIA 2021 response rate survey, and this is somebody really credible, so I'm not gonna talk. I mean, it's nothing wrong with having a survey, but here's how it starts. If you're an agency, enter the average results you achieve for a client. What's the average between 100% response and 0.0002% response? You know, it's probably right around 4.9%. I have no idea. But what does that tell you? It tells you nothing. Zero. Freeman Gosden is perfectly 100% right. 100%. There's another percentage. This is, and it's like average. Is that the mean? Is that the mode? Is that the median? It's just a couple of numbers you pulled out of your hat. Is that the customer response? And I'll tell you something else, which is another problem in this article. The other problem is that as your average order size increases, when he talks about high ticket, don't expect the 5%, because those things are counter-correlated like this. Okay, so we'll make this the average order size increases, your response rate decreases, and vice versa. Okay? So I've run very successful and grown successful businesses with a 0.5% response with a pretty good margin and a $600 average order size. So anyway, Kent, I don't mean to, he doesn't go on LinkedIn much, so he's probably never going to see this. I hope he does. I'll try to send it to him. But as an expert in the direct mail industry for 30 years, I highly recommend you get a hold. I found this used book on Amazon. I had a copy, but I don't know where, but I got a new one. And sure, go ahead. Ask an expert what response you can expect, and if they tell you the answer, run away. That's what Freeman says. So is direct mail right for your business? It depends. Give me a call. 15 minutes, I'll tell you if it is or isn't. Almost with 100% certainty. Certainty enough to walk away from a $100,000 project. Have a great day. Like and share. Your friends will know you're smart. Bye-bye.